Hey, it's podcast The Duck Show with its presenter Nazari, and it's our 12th episode, so the last episode in the first season, and today is gonna be the summarizing of the previous episode of the whole first season. So let's get started. And also, before I start, I just want to say that I'm gonna try to share my feelings, my emotions, and just my meaning about the podcast, the form of the podcasting by itself, and just the way it goes, because it's totally a new experience for me. It's totally the new world to share my thoughts, to share my stories, and I actually loved it. I enjoyed every episode that I made. I enjoyed the recording. It was something that just brought happiness and enjoyness to my life, actually, to my not the boring days, but it made them more colorful. So basically, I started my podcast with a presentation of myself, the presentation of podcast, its idea, where is it going about and stuff. So, and I choose to talk about football, to tell the stories about my football journeys, beginning from Ukraine and ending up here in Belgium, actually. Because at the beginning, it was just the new hobby of 6-year-old me, who had no idea about his future, about his interest, motivation, passion and stuff. So basically, it was just an unknown area, but just look how it ended up, how things are just changed in year by year. I grew up, I improved myself, I got new friends, I got new teams, experience, and the biggest part, the main thing is actually that I didn't stop. I still do it. I still enjoy it, even though I play in football for almost 12 years. That's so long. That's really long time to play football. And the motivation is still present. The motivation, the passion is still inside my head, and I want to just keep doing it. I don't want to stop. I want to explore. I want to improve myself. I want to be the best version of myself. And I actually want to add something interesting. I didn't really believe in that stuff about astrology and numerology and stuff. But the thoughts, all your thoughts are material. Everything that you think about, by the time it becomes real, it becomes realistic, and you all what you have to do is just believe and don't stop. Just keep doing it, keep pushing yourself towards your dream, towards your goal. And see, it's possible that you are not going to see a result within a few months or within 1 year, but if you have it in your head, if you keep it on your mind, yes, I'm gonna be the best, I'm gonna be the one, I'm gonna do everything I can to reach my goal, to make my dream true, it's gonna happen. and it can be unexpected moment, it can be expected moment, but on my personal experience I can tell you I had no idea about football in Belgium, that I'm gonna go to Belgium to play football, that at all, that I'm gonna reach Belgium as a country, as a immigrant, actually, because now I'm immigrant in Belgium, and because of war in Ukraine, because of invading from side of Russia, so I had no plans, I had no one actually here to help me to get me. It was only on me, on my family, on my mother, actually, to make it possible to stay here in Belgium, to get the possibility of temporary defense, to get a school, to get a university, to get a football club. It was simply unexpected. That just the thing that you come against and that's gonna be all your life. Doesn't matter even if you stay in the same country, if you stayed at the same place the whole time, you're gonna have obstacles, you're gonna have problems that you have to solve, and I'm sure to say, you shouldn't stop, you shouldn't give up. Even if you have lost everything, it doesn't really matter. There are so many people who are immigrants who have lost everything, but they are not stop their just life, their simple life, regular days. They keep doing, they keep pushing themselves to come back on their way, let's say, to come back to their normal life. And that's the people who are one of the strongest ones. And if we coming back to the football, that's my life example. When I came to Champion Kyiv, to my second club in Ukraine, I got to the third team of the four. And before that I played in the first team, in one of the best teams in Kyiv, the whole city. There are 4 million people who are living in Kyiv, and our team was actually the best team, the well-known team, one of the strongest one, one of the best ones in quality, in tactics, in discipline. And I just, it happened in one moment. It happened just like one click. And I had no other way but changing the club. And I came there and I didn't say the word about I played in the first team and why should I play here in the third one. No, it wasn't that way. I kept pushing, I stayed just motivated to win my trainings, to win my matches, to improve myself, and to show my coach that I am quite better player and I deserve to play in better team than that one. And step by step, even if I maybe personally I didn't want to go to Belgium, I didn't realize that my football journey gonna be that serious, that it's gonna be that became just professional. I get to the professional European Academy, I had no idea that I'm gonna end up here, no any idea. And it can happen to all of you in any moment. You just have to wait for it. You just have to be patient. Just wait for your moment. And almost the same example, I always wanted to go to Europe to just to get a university, to study here, to get my university diploma also in one of European universities. And I learned English. I actually tried to learn German, but it wasn't, I guess, too difficult for me to learn German. But still, I came here to Belgium. I learned Dutch within 1 year. I got the certificate, the language certificate of level B2 of Dutch in 1 year. It's unbelievable result. People who got my test, who got my result, they were shocked. They went crazy that I'm here only 1 year and I'm already speaking that well, that fluent. And that's only the thing that are on your mind, the thing that's in your head. It's not the people around, it's not the problems around, it's only you and your head. And nothing and no one can stop you from doing the thing that you like, the thing that you want to do, and the thing that you love. We are already so far from football, from episode number 2, 3, and 5, but I don't think that in my last episodes I'm gonna talk still about football, about sport. I like to talk about motivation, I like to talk about psychology, because nowadays that the most important thing to stay focused on life, not on your phone, not on your messages or partying or something. You have to keep pushing yourself towards your dreams, and those dreams should be realistic and should be important in your life. It's not like the goal, I want to buy a new bag or a new shoes or something. That's not a goal. The goal is I want to improve myself, I want to be physically good, I want to be mentally health, I want to learn new things, I want to travel, I want to explore, I want to grow up every day, to find new things in your life, to improving your skills, to improving your language, your knowledge, and just enjoying the life without your smartphone. Of course, most of you can say we can't live without smartphones. Nowadays, it's the most important thing in our life and our routine. But still, you can use it for practical things, not just to spend time on scrolling videos or spending time on chatting with your friends, that you can just ask to go out. You can go to the park, to the city, you can go on a trip together, you can go to the museum, to the cinema, to talk with your friends in real life. Please, people, stay in real life, stay communicated with each other, with your mouse, not only with your phone. And as for me, football is one of the greatest way to keep in that life, to keep yourself communicated with other players, to keep your body fit, to throughout your emotions, to throughout your energy. So you're not about to be angry on someone else. You can just be sport angry. You can leave your energy and emotions on the field, and then you coming out of the field and you just enjoying your life. You like the training, you like the atmosphere, you communicated, your body feels better, and you feel yourself nice. You're enjoying the weather, you're enjoying the birds, nature. That's, for me, that gives me more power and more energy to stay in life than the phone, than the laptop, or TV, or gaming. So from now, my life is actually depends on football, depends on sport, and on communication with people. Because I doubled my knowledge, I doubled my skills just by changing country. And there are so many things changes that I really can't count them anymore. There are so many things changed. And I want to end up here because it can be until the next morning. It can be so long, but if you enjoyed that episode number 12 on the Duck Show podcast, it was my last episode in season number 1, and you can expect something new, something special in season number 2. And to stay informed, you can follow Instagram of the podcast. You can follow my Instagram also. I gonna leave all the links below in description. It was me, Nazari. It was season number 1 podcast, The Duck Show. I wish you all love, peace, enjoy that life, and stay tuned. Bye bye. Not the first, like the cold day.